Have you ever heard the word lament? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today we're talking about laments, which is interesting timing for me. As you may remember, I've spent the last few months trying to get approved to buy a house. Well, today, I heard back from the bank again, and they told me something still isn't quite right about my application, something that I can't really do anything about, I might add. And I'll have to apply again in about a month. It's not like I'm dying to move out or on a time crunch or something, but I'm just really excited, and it's discouraging. So today, as I sat in my car frustrated, I was thinking about lamenting. Not that word exactly, but the same idea. With being a relentless optimist and being busy, lamenting can be difficult for me sometimes. But enough talk about me. Let's dive into the meat and potatoes of today's conversation. A devo titled, Learning to Lament, by Samir El-Hash. Have you ever heard of lament? In Christianity, lament is the practice of telling God about your hurts, anger, and disappointments, and asking Him to do something about it. Sometimes we find it hard to lament something we have lost. We tend to prefer laughter to crying, joy to anxiety, celebration to nostalgia, and happiness to mourning. Anxiety, sadness, anger, and nostalgia are part of the spectrum of human experiences and therefore normal to every human. They must be embraced, not avoided. I don't know why we have the idea that following the God who gives joy means we cannot experience sadness, anger, or anxiety. Sometimes we feel pressured to be happy all the time when the Bible teaches that weeping, lamenting, and mourning are regular experiences for those who follow Jesus. In fact, Paul encourages us to weep with those who weep, not to command them to feel well. If you want to check out that verse, head over to Romans 12:15. Instead of shunning uncomfortable emotions, we can normalize saying things like, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I need time to process, or I'd like to talk to someone. God enables us to embrace uncomfortable emotions. Jesus himself experienced uncomfortable emotions like anxiety, grief, sadness. He invites us to process all our feelings with him, trusting in his unfailing love. And even when we don't have words, he laments for us on our behalf. In the midst of grief, sadness, and anxiety, the first step to regaining hope is to allow ourselves to recognize these emotions. Some other things we can do to help process difficult emotions are, number one, talk to someone. Friends, family, and health professionals can be of great help. Number two, recognize and accept that you are going to have bad days. The faster you recognize it, the more comfortable you'll feel with it. It's okay to not be okay. And number three, don't try to move on to the next thing. Listen to your emotions. They're trying to talk to you and give you important information about how you're doing. As you do these things, bring your feelings to Jesus in lament. It may feel uncomfortable at first, but tell him how angry, sad, disappointed, or hurt you are. God is not afraid or ashamed of your feelings, and you don't have to be either. Let's embrace lament. It's normal. So what kind of thoughts are going through your mind right now? What do you need to lament today? If you're ready, you can write your own lament. For some ideas about where to start, you can read Psalm 13, Psalm 88, or Psalm 102. As you and I can read in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Lamentations 3, 19 through 22, and Romans 12, verse 15, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have any friends that might like Unlocked, or maybe they need today's lesson? Well, if so, I encourage you to share today's devo with them. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about scented candles with yours truly again. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.